Next person is going to be, with a Facebook evaluation, Philip Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Philip, 11-23-51, today's 3-25-24. Philip is a 72-year-old black gentleman sitting in a wheelchair in the garage, smoking at the time of visit. He's on hospice because of congestive heart failure with associated COPD and extensive tobacco abuse. One thing you notice right off, along with diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, unstable angina, myocardial infarction, recurrent TIA, and peripheral vascular disease. Here in the paragraph, one thing you notice right off the bat is how frail Philip looks. He's hunched over. He has right below the knee amputation. His left leg is very thin. He has severe muscle wasting. He continues to smoke. When you watch him smoking, he's so weak that he has a hard time getting the cigarette from the ashtray to his lips to take a puff, period. The caretaker tells me that he's become much more confused. He has severe generalized weakness. He has a KPS score of 40%. He's short of breath at all times. He lost all his hair. He's lost at least 4 to 5 pounds. His appetite has been diminished. He's wheezing when he's sitting here audibly in the garage, continuing to smoke. He has sundowner syndrome with increased confusion, especially at night, and neuropathic pain, period. In the paragraph, given his weight loss, his shortness of breath, his cardiac cachexia, his severe debilitative state, his hunched over back, his thin stature, his severe muscle wasting, protein, calorie malnutrition, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, the JVD on examination with profound tachycardia, it's obvious that he's dying of end-stage heart disease associated with COPD and other comorbidities, period. He's not interested in quitting smoking. He wants to smoke till the day he dies. He has told me in the past. I think his vital signs, his O2 sat is 90% on room air, and his pulse is 120, as can be, as its indication of end-stage heart failure along with his respiratory failure that was mentioned. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Philip. He's definitely declining rather quickly, and his weight loss, his protein, calorie, malnutrition is unavoidable given his end-stage heart disease. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this debilitated 72-year-old black man who appears to be 90 years old. Thank you.